School began last week in Mexico City, and with the school year comes a new government-issued school uniform policy. Students are allowed to wear skirts or pants, regardless of their gender. Rodrigo Cervantes of KJZZ reports.
Classes are over today in Mexico City, and students empty their classrooms. Among them is Gerardo Vilchis, a 13-year-old junior high student who tells me about the new uniform policy.
Van a permitir que los hombres vengan con falda y las mujeres con pantalón.
Boys will be able to wear skirts and girls' pants, explains Gerardo. And he thinks that's cool, as students will be able to express freely through their clothes.
También muchos seguramente lo traigan por juego o no sé.
Gerardo says that the only problem he can think of is guys wearing skirts just to fool around. And would he wear one?
Pues no sé, la verdad. Sí, tal vez.
He says he is not sure about that, but maybe. Someone who also thinks the new rule is positive is Lourdes Ríos. She's picking up her two teenage girls.
Está bien. Deben de ser de mente libre.
Ríos says new generations need to free their minds.
Pero ¿por qué no dejarlos? O sea, ¿por qué no dejarlos?
Pero,
o sea, ¿cuál es
no
su
hay
concepto?
No hay problema, pero pues como que no estamos...
And as we chat, another mom joins the conversation. She's Mari Carmen Tapia, who at first says it would be weird for boys to wear a skirt, but later adds that...
Digo, a lo mejor en dónde vemos eso en Escocia, ¿no? Las faldas.
Aquí somos mexicanos, ¿no?
Men in Scotland and in ancient cultures used to wear them, so why not?
Cuando estamos en nuestros días, ¿no? No es algo agradable traer...
And Tapia adds that pants would be great for teenage girls when they start their period, as skirts make them an easy target for bullies.
Que quitemos un poquito la venda de los ojos y veamos más allá, ¿no?
Both parents end up agreeing on the uniform policy. Ríos says it's time to take off the bandage from our eyes as times change. But for Mexico's National Union of Parents, a century-old nonprofit, the new policy is problematic. Images of Jesus and Mary welcome visitors to the entrance of the temporary facility of the organization, which claims to be non-religious and non-partisan. Marco Tulio Mendoza is its spokesperson.
No resuelve, no aporta, y pues sí ideologiza.
Mendoza says they are against the policy, as it doesn't solve inequality among students and only plants the idea that gender is not determined by biology, but by society.
Lo que no queremos que ese tipo de cosas... las decida el Estado.
Mendoza says the government should allow parents and not kids to decide what their kids should wear to school and focus instead on improving the public school's infrastructure and education level.
Ya quiero ver que un niño llegue con falda a la escuela, los problemas de bullying que tuviera.
The new rule is confusing, he adds, and says that boys wearing skirts will make them victims of bullying. But someone who thinks this is the right thing to do despite Mexican machismo is Paola Lona. She's a psychologist and co-owns a pre-K school in Mexico City.
This thing is not about the skirts or the pants. It's about having freedom of choice.
Lona says new generations need to learn to take ownership of their actions and their identities, and there is no age limit to do so.
Are we ready to choose a skirt or pants at age 8? Yeah, of course we are.
For Lona... the change might not be immediate, but she says it will bring results.
I didn't think in my wildest dream I would be talking about this. I just really hope it works.
For Here and Now, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.